you could call it a sofa.
I remember Chesterfield from when I was a little girl.
That's what that calls
it? Yeah, that's as far. I don't remember it being called that since.
And would you ever call it a couch, too?
Yeah.
And all three of these are the same, right?
Right.
Okay. What do you call, this? What's that?
It's a dresser.
Okay. How about, there's an old-fashioned kind that's bigger than that and doesn't have a mirror. And you might hang your clothes up in it, too.
Chiffarella?
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those?
Yeah.
Now, is that anything different? Is there a difference between that and a wardrobe?
Yeah, I believe a wardrobe, a chaperobe has a door where you open and hang your clothes, and that's all you put in it. And a wardrobe has a place where you can hang clothes and also drawers.
Oh, does it have two doors? And there are drawers behind one and an open space?
Well, there may be two doors, but the one I remember in particular has one long door with a mirror maybe on the outside of it and one drawers on the other side with no door.
I see. Okay. But when the one that opens, you hang stuff up in there.
Okay. It may have a little shelf above it where you put hats, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call this room that we're in?
This is a bedroom.
Okay. And what do you call all the tables, chairs, sofas, bed, everything that you fill up a room with?
Furniture.
Would you say again?
Furniture.
Uh-huh. You have to outshout the dogs.
Sorry.
It's all right. What do you call, they hang at the window to keep the light out and they're on rollers and you pull them down?
Window shades.
Okay. And how about the ones with slats in them?
Venetian blinds.
Have you ever seen any with wooden slats?
Shutters, maybe?
Okay, maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what do you call the little room over there that you can hang up clothes in?
Closet.
Mm-hmm. And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic.
And what do you call the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay. And the little room off the side of the kitchen where you put canned goods and dishes?
Pantry.
Did you have, you didn't have one in this house, did
no.
you?
No. I was trying to think, but I don't remember a pantry.
Okay.
At all.
Do you have just a general word for a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Okay. Now, what would you call a room that might be used to store all that junk? So you had a spare room off in the basement or something?
Well, I'd call it a junk room.
Okay. You ever hear it called plunder?
No.
Okay.
Never heard that before.
That's what my relatives in Tuscaloosa call it.
Plunder?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a South Alabama expression.
Really?
Huh? And they call the room a plunder room.
I've never heard
it. It's cute. I like it. All right. If you're talking about the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
Does her chores.
Okay. Would you say she cleans up?
Oh, she cleans house. She mops floors.
All kinds of fun things.
Okay, yeah.
All right, what do you call the thing you sweep with?
Broom.
And if the broom's in a corner, say the broom's in that corner, and the door is open, then what do you say the broom is in relation to the door?
Behind the door.
Would you say again?
Behind the door.
Okay. We were talking at the same time.
Okay.
All right, years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
And what might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
By way of steps. Stairs. Whichever.
All right. Now, how about if they're outside? What would you call them?
I'd call them steps outside.
Definitely.
Stairs inside.
Okay. All right. We were talking about porches before. If there was one that went around three sides of the house like that, would you still call it a porch, or would you have another name for it?
To me, it would be a porch.
All right, how about if it were